The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. After 14 separate battles with cancer, a near-death car crash, and a debilitating brain bleed, Care Tuck encourages everyone, don't wimp out.
Bill and I don't know anything other than being real. Real what? I'm not sure. And if normal hit us, I don't know that we would know what normal was, but be who God made you to be. Just be yourself, even on your bad days, even on your bad day, your worst days.
And welcome to Life Today, and I'm so glad that you have tuned in for this episode. You're not going to want to miss it. I hope you're taping it some way because you're going to want to show it to some friends. I have a guest today, and it's someone that I have wanted to meet for, several years. We've corresponded by email, and her story is something that genuinely has rocked me, brought me to my knees at times and to tears and to joyful moments as well. So I want to introduce you to my guest. She's coming to us all the way from Alaska, Care Tuck. It's so great to have you on Life Outreach.
Yeah, it's such a blessing to be here, Sheila. Thanks.
Now, you're just one of those stories where you almost don't even know where to dive in. I don't think I've read another story like yours. Could you first of all explain to us, I noticed you're wearing a hat. I saw you kind of adjust it earlier on. Is there a reason why you're wearing it other than your ears might get cold in Alaska?
And yeah, we put it to a vote. Do I wear the hat? Do I not wear? But most people know me with the hat. I've had 14 battles with cancer, and after losing my hair so many times, I said, forget it. I keep it at a number 7. And your producer said yesterday, let's keep it down. It'll keep the shine off. There won't be a glare off of the top. So he said, oh, good call. Good call. That's my one fashion accessory, right?
Yeah. 14 separate battles with cancer?
This is what just baffles the doctors. And if I may, to put it in context, how it all happened.
Please.
I was an 8-week preemie, and my mother had taken the drug diethylstilbestrol, which was at the time a clinical trial in the 40s and 50s to prevent miscarriages. And she'd had a couple. So the DES caused most of the female cancers, cervical twice, ovarian, breast twice, thyroid, all that kind of stuff, whacked out the immune system. I've been fighting cancer since I've been 19, and I now am 67.
Wow.
And wow. So then I got hit by a drunk driver.
Yeah, pause just right there. Because you just... I guess you've gone through so much that you're just, and then I get hit by a drunk driver. I mean, that was catastrophic. Plus, it interrupted what you felt was God's plan for your life.
Amazing. Yes. We had just been accepted as long-term missionaries. I was going to be teaching occupational therapy at university down in Australia. And then we go to language school and then go to possible Africa, they thought. And my husband is in construction. And we were just waiting to hear which language school. And 3 days later at 10:30 in the morning, I got hit by somebody who had 5 DUIs already and leans against his house. He only ended up with a scratch, but he died 3 months later in a nursing home. And my only sadness, truly, Sheila, at first I was really ticked that because I wanted to say face to face to him, you know, alcoholism is a disease. If you have gone through that much in that amount of time, and I wanted to say, I forgive you, I love you, broken bones can be fixed. you know, I'm here and I still pray for him.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How devastating was the car crash? What kind of recovery period did you have?
In essence, I'm still going through it. But at first, he hit me so hard, the bones were shoved up kind of into my eye sockets. So my face had to be rebuilt. Amazingly, they went right through over here and you can barely see the incision, and then, you know, did the surgery there. And then all on the inside of my mouth, they were able to put it together there. My shoulders took the brunt because it was a stick shift little truck I was in. And so I just had, I think it's either the 9th or 11th shoulder surgery on the right arm. I've had two. And my arms are held up with 25-pound test monofilament fishing line and screws and bolts and that type of thing.
Wow.
Back injuries that later would require hardware. So don't get behind me at an airport. Ever.
I can only imagine. What I thought was really interesting was what Bill, your husband, said when you said, now we can't go to the mission field. What was Bill's response to that?
Bill's response, and actually Jamie, our daughter at the time, who was little, was really mad at God because she wanted to go to Africa. She wanted to be an MK. And he sat Jamie and me down and he said, listen here, you two, the call to the mission field has never changed, just the place. And our place for now on is at the end of our hand, whether you're at school, at the grocery store, at the hospital, at a job site, banging nails, wherever you are, that's your mission field. And I didn't think I'd be on quite this kind of a medical mission field, but it truly has been.
But
and it's been fun.
There's something so profound about that, though, because that's true for every single one of us, for every viewer watching. Our mission field is at the end of our fingertips.
Well, and we call it at the end of your hands, or hands of hope. And when I speak in school, I have kids trace their hand and then write out a sentence of what they want to do to at the end of their hand to make a difference.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And it's really been fun. Some have made rainbows. Schools have made rainbows. Others have put them on lockers down the hall. So it's really kind of cool.
That's awesome.
To be able to do that.
Your book, your second book, Don't Wimp Out, Finding Faith, Courage, and Victory in Life's Daily Battles. I read about you having a brain bleed. Was that a result of the car accident as well?
They don't know. To this day, they do not know. I didn't fall. I didn't have anything. I was ready. It was Labor Day weekend. We were ready to can. I had peaches brining. I had cucumbers ready. We had apples galore. We had everything. And I'd had a funny, I can't even explain, but the neurologists say that's exactly how people describe it. And it is a funny kind of headache. And it's when you lean over. And I happened to have to go over and just get my oxygen levels checked, which would take me maybe a 15 minutes, half hour where I was. Never went home for several months because I ended up having a 3-compartment subdural bleed. The backside was totally dry. The inside was wet. And I had a full-on bleed here up in the front. The worst side effect. I mean, yes, going through rehab, being an occupational therapist, it was tough. Mm. I did not want to go to rehab.
Yeah.
I did not want to go through therapy with my peers. And I fought tooth and nail. But on top of it, it was in the middle of 9/11.
Oh, my gosh.
And I became aphasic, meaning I couldn't speak. I could understand, but I couldn't speak. And so I turned, you know, you see the TV, you watch everything that went on. Mm. And we have relatives who worked in the financial district. And so you're thinking, you know, everything. but all they could do was pray. And it was, one side effect was Yoda speak, because when I had to learn how to walk and talk and speak all over. I've had enough peas up my nose and oatmeal in my ears than I ever care to have, ever. So,
here's what I kind of want to ask you though, Kerr, because I mean, I'm going to tell people how they can get hold of your book in a moment, because they need to read it for themselves. There's way too much to cover in one program. Right. But I want to ask you about the resiliency of your faith in the midst of all of this, because I know people are going to be watching and they're weary, they're worn out. They think, I can't go another step. How has that journey been for you?
It, for me, because I get weary. I get, you know, I'm weary, I'm worn, but I make a choice to be willing to hang on, even though the rope is frayed. But this is one of the biggest reasons of why everybody should be in his word and hide his word in your heart.
Yeah.
Because during those dark, lonely times, those times when you know and think you can't take another breath, you have God's word, and God will bring to mind the exact scripture, the exact word of encouragement to whatever's going on.
One of the most remarkable things about your story to me is the way that you have stewarded your suffering so well. There's one story in particular that really touched me, because I thought, I don't think I would have been doing this. You know, you're in this business deal with someone and it goes south and they spend money you don't know and you end up in a terrible place. I mean, financially, really destitute. But every month when you have to make payments for something that somebody else did, tell our viewers what you did as you did that.
Well, at first I let God know. Bill and I figured that God knows what you're thinking anyways. And Bill said, God knows that, so I might as well tell him and say it out loud. I was not real happy. And so then I did. I went to the word, and it was about encourage those who harm you. Pray for your enemies. And I went, you've got to be kidding me. You're asking me to do what? And yet I did, and I was faithful. And the rewards have been incredible over the years.
But you wrote,
encouragement.
A note for that. Didn't you write to the guy every single month?
Every single time we had to write a check. I mean, we were already strapped because we had double debt. We had a house that didn't sell, and we had that mortgage plus what our other mortgage was, plus now the Sioux. And I would write the check, and then I would write a note of encouragement. Never put a scripture in, never did anything, but just a note of encouragement that pretty much paraphrased scripture. But I didn't want to be a Bible banger. I didn't want to know. We had no idea. We knew they had to be hurting. And then years later, to get a letter from their oldest son, who was in a military academy, to say, you don't know what that meant. You may never see or hear my parents again, but I need you to know that every month, the word of encouragement was exactly what we needed to hear. And so all I can say is, okay, Lord, fine, you're right again.
But that's, I mean, there's something about that that's so, I mean, it's like living a Christian life, like you actually believe what's in the Bible and you actually trust Jesus and you get it about laying up your treasure in heaven. I mean, I don't think people will be able to see you over your pile of treasure when you get home.
Treasure's treasure. I just want to see God. But, you know, he's been working on me, you know, since that time. Trust was one of the words, which is totally rely upon the Savior's timing. Mm-hmm. And to rest in that trust. which is relinquishing everything and submit totally. Mm-hmm. And that's all, you know, that we can do. Bill and I don't know anything other than being real. Real what? I'm not sure. And if normal hit us, I don't know that we would know what normal was. But yeah, be who God made you to be.
Yeah, I love
that. Just be yourself, even on your bad days, even on your bad day, your worst days. Let people see that.
Mm-hmm. Keir, when people don't wimp out, and after they finish it, and it's a big book, it's substantial. What is your prayer for your readers?
My prayer mostly is that they will see God and not us. That they will see that God works through anything that you can go through, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. He is right there. And I think, Sheila, I could best describe it by your love of Psalm 23 and being bummer lambs. Mm-hmm. I feel like a bummer lamb who is often carried through the valley of the shadow of death. But I'm also glad that all dogs go to heaven, because goodness and mercy are always nipping at my feet, trying to keep me in the flock. You know, I'm no different. I'm no saint. I'm human.
Mm. Beautifully human. Beautifully human. Okay, people, as you can tell, this is a remarkable sister. I feel like we're two daughters from this different mothers, or the same mother. I can't remember what the phrase is, but you know what I mean. There's so much in the story that is just challenging, encouraging, that makes you just want to keep looking up. So how can people contact you, Keir? Where can they get in touch with you if they want to hear more of your story?
The best way is to go to my website, which is www.caretuk.com. Don't put a C in tuck, because that's what you do to a shirt. And we aren't found in the pharmaceutical aisle. So T-U-K. Yeah. And we're not a Thai taxi either.
Yeah, I've been in tuk-tuks when I was in Thailand.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you how you got hold of Keir's book. But first of all, I want you to watch something that will touch you as deeply as I pray Keir's story has. And then I'll be right back to tell you how you can get your own copy of Don't Wimp Out. Watch this.
Sex trafficking of young women and children is one of the darkest and most depraved activities of humankind on the planet today. There are nearly 5 million victims who have been forced into prostitution, and a majority of those are women and children.
These are kids that have been forced to have sex with people, and they're being abused, and they're being photographed, and doing things that no child should ever have to do.
Mission Rescue Life was born over a decade ago to do our part in helping shine the light of God's love into these dark and depraved areas. We are partnering with missionaries around the world who are rescuing those bound in slavery. Even former trafficking victims like Bella are helping those in need.
You know, sometimes I told them about my story. I said, before I used to do that too, and I know how to feel. I think if I'm without God, I'm nothing. So every day I always thank God for this life.
So when we look at these big numbers of statistics that are just demotivating, what we choose to do is we just choose to focus on the one. We work alongside law enforcement, and so we rescue one today. We rescue one tomorrow. We rescue one next week, because every single child matters to God. And so then they have to matter to us.
I can't think of a more perfect way to honor our love for Christ than to reach out to those who are hurting and who are broken and who have been trafficked into a life of nightmares. Just even hearing that man saying, "What's the youngest?" I mean, that just, it just gives me chills. And then I read something like in Psalm 82, it says this, this is verse 4, "Rescue the poor and helpless, deliver them from the grasp of evil people." Trafficking is a multi-billion dollar industry. It is well-funded. They know exactly what they're doing. But the great news is you and I are on the earth at this point. This is not a mistake that you and I find ourselves here for such a time as this. And just as like a young girl, Esther, stood up and put herself, put her own life on the line to save her people, we have people right now on the ground all across those areas where Southeast Asia and so many areas where little girls are literally being kidnapped and forced to do things that no child should ever have to do. Well, we have some amazing friends of life who have put up a $320,000 matching gift, which simply means for whatever you're able to give today, they will match it. Normally, it takes $128 to begin that process of reaching, rescuing, and restoring a child. But today, if you were able to give $128, that would be matched. They would put their money with you, and that would be two children rescued. If that's like way above your budget, then $64 would be matched, and that would see a child rescued. I have been on the streets in Southeast Asia, and some of these girls, they're so little and they're so innocent. I remember one girl telling me, after the men have gone, I lay in my bed and I beg God, if you are real, if there is a God, please send somebody. Please send somebody to help me. And that's what we are committed to do here at Life. So please, would you give just the best gift you can? Whatever you give will be matched. And we're praying that this would be a revolutionary year of seeing prisoners released. There's not a doubt in my mind, this is a work of hell. This is a demonic force behind trafficking. And you and I are coming in the light of Christ to say, not on our watch. We're going to do something. And the great news is when we rescue these girls and they're taken to a place where they're loved and restored, taught something that they can do for a living, then we are able to share. Remember that night you prayed? Well, God heard your prayer and we came in His name, and you love Him. I've had the privilege of praying with many of these girls as they gave their lives to Christ. So please, go to your phone. Just give the very best gift you can, and let's do it in Jesus' name.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the Prayers for Life Journal, the perfect book to write down your prayers as you reflect on your relationship with Christ. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll also receive the NIV Thin Line Bible, along with 365 Days of Prayer for Life, a beautiful devotional filled with scriptures and key thoughts for each day of the year. Keep all three resources close by for your daily prayer time as you meditate on God's Word. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, one of our goals at Life Outreach is to prevent human trafficking, to rescue girls that are caught in human trafficking, and of course, restore those that are rescued back to a normal life as much as we can. This border crossing here is somewhat of a mixture of the first two, because these girls have literally been caught into trafficking. They haven't had to go across the border yet and disappear. They're being intercepted on this side of the border, so they're being prevented from having a disastrous future. If you can imagine, it's almost like they're gonna fall off a cliff, and they haven't fallen yet, but our mission partners are able to catch them just before they fall off that cliff. And they're able to bring them to safety and bring them to a life of nurturing, a life that gives them a hope and a future. So this type of mixture of prevention and rescuing is vitally important to our mission. So please continue to give and support this ministry. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Thanks so much for helping us with Rescue Life. It's just one of our great passions here. And for any gift at all today, please say, I want to read Don't Wimp Out by Keir Turk. Honestly, Keir, the fact that you have poured so much of your life into this book to encourage others is just an absolute wonderful gift. And I'm praying that everyone will get a copy. So all the way from Alaska, my sister, I wish I could reach through the screen and give you a hug.
We got 7 inches of new snow last night, but I would encourage even more that your viewers go and they look at everything that Life Outreach does. They're amazing in every quarter. We've been supporters for years and years.
Wow.
And it couldn't go for anything better.
That's wonderful.
Let's save lives.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Blessings.
And s'mores. And s'mores. We'll see you next time on Life Today. And don't you worry. Don't you worry, dear. Why don't you come to me? I'll be your refuge, hide under my wing. Hey, you can rest your head. And don't you worry, don't you worry.
So I don't think it's run toward your pain. I don't think it's run away from your pain. I think it's to know it's there and dance with it.
A countercultural perspective on pain tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.